And up next, we got LEV with steps 6 and 7. Hi, I'm Ellie. I'm an addict. I've never spoken into a microphone before. This is pretty weird. I actually was talking about step 6 and 7 yesterday with Mary, and then they needed someone to fill the spot, so I'm very grateful to be able to do so, but I'm very nervous. So I'm very happy you're all here. So step 6, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. So I work on this in a step working guide. And when I first started working on it, I found a lot of defects in other people. I don't know if that's like universally how it happens, but I would like recognize like, oh, this person is such a people pleaser, or they're dishonest or whatever. And I had to talk to my sponsor about it a lot because I didn't think that I was perfect or anything, but I just saw it in other people a lot faster than I saw it in myself. Eventually though, as I was working this step, I feel like I did start to see my defects, but it wasn't until after the fact. So I would do something, and then after I'd be like, oh, that was a character defect. So a lot of the things that in this step working guide, when I started listing the character defects, I thought I would just have like a couple. I think I listed down to like, I did it in alphabetical order and I got down pretty far. But something that I wanted to work on a lot was my people pleasing, my dishonesty, and I really struggled with laziness. It was hard to work on those because I felt like they were like protecting factors, like stuff that I had learned throughout my life to do to protect myself. I grew up in like a very unsafe home, so like the people pleasing was something that I did to keep myself safe, and the dishonesty I learned from a very young age that like I had to lie to like keep myself safe from like being abused in certain ways, and the dishonesty was probably like the biggest one because like from like a young age my mom like encouraged us to like steal things, so like that was like the stealing, being dishonest about what I was doing was just like very ingrained in me. But when I talked to my sponsor about it, I learned that a lot of my character defects stemmed from fear. And like especially with the people pleasing, like I was so fearful of people not caring for me or sticking around that like I would people please and do stuff that I didn't want to do or like didn't have the means to do, just so that these people would continue to like me. Like for example, when I had like maybe like a year clean, I dropped like $2,000 to go to this music festival, and it was really awesome, but I did not have the means to do that, to just drop that kind of money. But I did it because I wanted this group of people to like me so badly. But so learning that like that fear was like the biggest thing that I needed to work on was really life-changing for me. And then I feel like during step 6 and step 7, and I'll talk about step 7 more, but during 6 and 7, I like these steps because it was the most like transformative step for me. I saw the biggest change with my family because they definitely like did not trust me. I lied a lot about my using, about like what I was doing, where I was getting my money, all that kind of stuff. So it took a while to earn their trust back, but when I started using spiritual principles rather than my character defects, I was able to earn some of that trust back. Sorry, I'm like shaking. But with my family, like whenever when my sister had my first nephew, I was using and I didn't go to see him. And now like she has 3 kids now and I'm in all of their lives. And Like, she trusts me to, like, watch them. She trusts me to, like, take care of them and be alone with them. And I definitely wouldn't have that experience now if I hadn't worked on my character defects and stayed clean this long. I didn't make notes, but I did pull up some stuff. So in step 7, we humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. I think with all the steps, there's like a spiritual principle that's attached to it. And with this one, I attach like humility and willingness. So for some of, to like the willingness to like allow my higher power to remove these shortcomings, for me, that involves some prayer and meditation, because I couldn't just like wish away my character defects, although I wish I could. And praying for me like didn't come easy, but I talked to other addicts about it, and I talked to my sponsor a lot. I'm very blessed that like the sponsor that I have today like knows me very well, and like I was able to like be honest about my character defects and how I wanted to remove them. And I see that in my life today because, like I said, it was the most, I feel like it was like an action step. Like you're taking the steps to remove your character defects. And I think, yeah, just the spiritual principles with all the character defects, like with dishonesty, I moved to practicing honesty. With the people pleasing, I worked on my self-worth and my self-esteem. And yeah, I'm sorry, that was really short, but I think that's all I have.